happens is that it is, you learn the language. And so you know, for instance, if when musicians play with me, and quite frequently there's no music in sight, so I will play. Now, how do they know to stop when I say, you know, well, they if they have are aware of the structure, they know that I'm coming to a stopping point. I may end there or I may continue, but basically the possibility, if it's the end of the song, I might be. One of the things is the harmonic coming to rest of something. Another thing is what are you doing melodically? You know, chances are I'm going there. You know, I'm going there, you know. So it's context. So you know that if certain things are going on, it's logical to assume that they're going to this point, to that point, and they're going to do certain things. There are many occasions when I'm playing with other guys where someone will be taking a solo and will be encouraged to continue. I mean, he's ready to stop. They say, no, go ahead. And he'll take another solo. And the solo is based on choruses. It might be a 32-bar chorus, so we know he's going to take 32 more bars. So one of the reasons we know where to come to an end is because we know where the chorus starts and stops. If it's a blues, chances are it's 12 bars. And so when we get to the 13th bar, that if we have played several choruses, that might be an ending. Sometimes there is a coda attached to it. You may play a little something, a little tag on the end or something. But normally you just come to the next bar and you say, you know, that's it, musically. And so the way that we know that is the form of what's going on, rhythmically, harmonically, and melodically.